I'm Shachar Azani, and in the news, the fight for global health during and post COVID-19. In spite, and some would say because of its many challenges, Israel has become a land of many innovations and groundbreaking research, benefiting the world as a whole. Therefore, it is no wonder that many arrive in Israel to learn and to establish international partnerships to overcome various global issues. Such is the special program we would like to share with you today, taking place at Israel's IDC, the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya, a private university and one of Israel's leading academic institutes. In partnership with the Sheba Medical Center outside of Tel Aviv, Israel's largest hospital ranked 9th in the world, IDC is offering a one-of-a-kind MBA program in healthcare innovation. This program attracts executives and future healthcare leaders who come from diverse backgrounds, healthcare systems, biomedicine, pharma, as well as high-tech research, investment, entrepreneurship, management, engineering, and public policy. All of them arrive in Israel to learn the tools and skills necessary to address the challenges, changes, and complexities of modern healthcare during and far beyond COVID-19. It focuses on three core issues: business administration, health management, and what has become synonymous with Israel, innovation and entrepreneurship. The program uniquely includes hands-on practicum that runs along the year, during which students are able to implement the theories they learn in real-world situations with full guidance and mentoring throughout the process. It is a one-year international program that opened in Israel in November of 2018 and immediately attracted top-notch professionals from Israel and abroad, as well as top-rated guest lecturers from Ivy League universities such as Stanford and Harvard. To discuss this initiative and more, I am thrilled to have with us all the way from Israel on JBS, the founder and fearless leader of the program, Professor Varda Lieberman. Varda, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, good evening from Israel. Happy to be here.
So, a few words of introduction first. Professor Lieberman is one of the founders of the IDC. She is the founder and head of the MBA in Healthcare Innovation Program, the program we discussed today, head of the Behavioral Decision-Making Area at the Arison School of Business, and head of the Mathematical and Statistical Studies at the IDC. Professor Lieberman holds a PhD in mathematics. She was the head of the Mathematical Education Department at the Open University of Israel, an associate researcher at the Institute for Advanced Studies of the Hebrew University and at Stanford University, where she continues to serve as a visiting professor. She is the author of several textbooks and co-author of the book Critical Thinking with the late Amos Tversky. As an expert on decision-making, Professor Lieberman gives lectures and consulted for organizations such as healthcare systems, the judicial system, investment banks, high-tech companies, and the Israeli security industry. Professor Lieberman, thank you for taking the time at this late hour in Israel to share with us your story. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you, Shahar, for having me, and I'm happy to be with you.
It's a pleasure. So first of all, the IDC was mentioned. So before we dive into the program, I want to ask you, you're one of the founders of this establishment that has become a cornerstone for so many international students, many of whom Jews, who come to Israel. Maybe tell us a little bit about that experience.
Indeed, you know, 25 years ago, when it was just founded, Professor Reichman, who is the president and founder of this amazing institution, came to me and tried to convince me to leave the Open University and come to the IDC. And we were there, and when I left, I came home and I told my husband, you know what, I'll say yes, because this is not going to take off, because, you know, he was planning, this was May, and he was planning to open on October, and it didn't seem feasible. So I went to Stanford for the summer, and while I'm there, he calls and say, you know, it's going to happen, and you need to come because you promised me. So I came, you know, as an adjunct professor for the first year. And later on, I joined, and together with, you know, with others, we indeed, you know, established and built an amazing institution, which is one of the best, and I'm very proud to be part of it until today.
It's truly, truly incredible. And it seems like you have your hands in founding and creating. And let's talk about this program that you just created that we shared with our audience. How did this program, the MBA in healthcare, how did it even come to be?
So again, you know, I met La Chomer had some kind of a committee that invited me to give some consulting and be give a short lecture. And while doing this, you know, I came to know the manager of Sheba, Professor Kreis, and his deputy, Dr. Zimmermann. And when it ended, they came to me and said, you know, why won't we do this together? I didn't even know what they are talking about, but they kind of raised the problem of, you know, there is a gap between what is happening in technology and entrepreneurship, where, you know, it's really very advanced and there are so many inventions and the advancement in healthcare. As opposed to what happens in the healthcare system where, you know, in Israel and all over the world, we are really kind of fighting, you know, a low number of physicians and the beds and so on. And in fact, you know, there was a gap in the sense that the entrepreneur who was going to do something in the healthcare system didn't think that there is any obstacle. And in fact, you know, once they do it as a real project, they kind of face the difficulties. At the end of the solution, there are people, there is regulation, and what's, you know, what's good for the mouse doesn't work for for people. And so they really didn't know what are the obstacles. On the other side, there were the physicians who couldn't really dream high enough and didn't know that on the other side, there are people that can help them fulfill their dream. And so the idea was to put together, you know, people from all aspects of the healthcare system and teach them to talk the language together. So the entrepreneurs and the engineers and the people that come from data, from pharma, etc., and all the others in the healthcare system needed to kind of find a mutual ground to speak together and invent together and know what each side can bring into the table. And that's what we are doing.
You know, it's amazing to think about the fact that you are combining thinkers and doers. And it's one of those ideas that you look at and you say, how come nobody thought about this before?
First of all, now many things about it. In fact, there are many who are trying to follow this program. But yes, I would say this for the Sheba people that really kind of were off. They were, you know, they had the vision and saw that it's really a necessity that needs to be done. You know, all the healthcare systems all over the world are really going through a transformation. And in order to lead this transformation, we need a different kind of leaders that will lead the transformation, and they will have to be, you know, people that know how to lead and how to innovate. And that's what we are teaching people. So we want to really to have them to make, to provide them with the tools and skills to do exactly that, to lead and think, you know, think high, and they have the vision to do the innovation that is so needed in the healthcare system.
And what a perfect place to do both leadership and innovation than Israel, the IDC, and Sheba Medical Center. Which leads me to the participants. You described people who don't have to come necessarily from the health sector, who come from a variety of different realms and businesses and life experiences. How does that work?
Absolutely. So, you know, what's nice is that what happens in the first day is that people come. So first of all, we really kind of aim at top-notch professionals. So each come and feels that he's going to be unique, and he looks like from upside down to the peers that join. And in 2 weeks, a miracle happens because they, you know, the physicians never knew what the entrepreneurs can do for them. Entrepreneurs didn't know what physicians are bringing into the table. And all of a sudden there is I really call it a miracle, because this group of people that come from completely diverse professions and fields, they sit together in a class and learn to do things together. And what comes from all this collaboration is no less than amazing. So first of all, they study together, and then they have the practicum, which is really the main attraction of the program. And I have to mention, as you did, of course, is that this is a global program. So we have people coming from all over the world. We have people from Vietnam and from Australia and Austria and France and, of course, the US and so on and so forth. And all this, you know, mixture of Israelis and international students and all kind of professions and all kind of ages. We had from 30 to 60. So all this really kind of, I don't even know how it's working, but it's working, and it's something that we are so proud of.
These people, they come from all over the world and they come to Israel. I have to ask, what do you see is the reaction to Israel, to the people they see, the country, the innovation? Maybe describe some of those stories. I'm sure it's interesting.
Yeah, so some come, you know, some come because they know Israel and they see it as an opportunity to come. But some come for the first time of their life. So like this deputy manager of one of the largest hospitals in Vietnam came for the first time in his life, left at home a wife and two kids, and came all the way to Israel for a year just because he said that he went through the internet and Googled and didn't find any other program that really kind of matched what he wanted. And he came and he was amazed. He thought he's coming to a desert. He didn't even know what he's coming to. So as you know, Tel Aviv is nothing but a desert, and he had the ball of his life. And in fact, he wanted his wife to join him and stay for a year, but she refused, so he went back home. And this year we have a serial entrepreneur from Mexico who came with a wife and three kids for the first time in their life. And in fact, they decided to stay an extra year. So I think that coming and see, you know, to meet the startup nation and see, because really technology and entrepreneurship and all this chutzpah and that you see here is something that is quite refreshing to people that come from abroad. And it seems that they are, as I said, they are celebrating. The idea is not just to study, but really to create an ecosystem of this program of people that, so like the first cohort is really very much involved in the second, either by mentoring or by inviting them to see to visit their places of work, or they come and give talks. And so, and this is the two first cohorts, and the third cohort, which are we just now in the process of recruiting, seems to have the same advantage of meeting all the first two cohorts. And the idea is to really create a network of people from this program to build together something that is very unique.
I want to, you know, take focus on something that you just said, Professor Lieberman, and it's very important to highlight it to anybody watching this interview. It's the more than op-eds, more than words, more than tweets or posts on social media, visiting Israel, interacting with the people, the technology, the innovation, the spirit, really, these hopes and realization of dreams is what is a true manifestation of Israel's standing. Nothing sells, quote unquote, Israel's more than those visits. And I encourage everyone and anyone to take part in either visiting Israel or take part in fascinating programs like this, because we can see the impact it has on somebody who comes all the way from Vietnam or Austria, who have no idea what Israel is. One would think it's a desert, the other would see it only through the prism of the geopolitics. And here you go, you come to Israel not to encounter problems, but to encounter solutions. And talk about solutions, that leads me to my next question. We mentioned, of course, the ubiquitous and unfortunate COVID-19. What did you do in this regard? Did it impact the program? Did you do anything to find solutions to tackle the virus? How, maybe say a few words about that.
So, you know, we have in the program the practicum, the hands-on practicum, which is, you know, really very, it's the best part of the program. Of course, I'm proud of everything in it, but this is especially so because This is a practicum that goes along the whole year from day one to the end. What happens is that we get into, so we have two tracks. One, it's a process innovation, and one, it's a device innovation or a product innovation. And so those that go into product innovation, they come either with an idea that they have before, or they kind of form an idea within the group, and they are mentored all the way from an idea to a product. And we have a few startups already that came from this program, and some that are on the way. And the other track is the process innovation, where we go into an organization. It can be either a hospital or an HMO or a startup or a venture capital or pharmaceutical company, anything. And we identify a real pain. It's not just, you know, a nice exercise or something hypothetical, but it's really a pain of this organization. We need, I insist on having a champion on the other side that will really kind of lead the team. And so we have a leader and a champion and a pain, a real pain. We have a group of professionals that bring, you know, some of them sell their services for a lot of money when they are out of the program. In the program, we give it for free, of course, as part of the program. And they work to create either improve some processes or invent processes. So like, for example, we work with one of the hospitals where they have six kids with asthma, bad asthma. And what we do is and they kind of come too often into hospital whenever the parents get kind of nervous that something needs to be taken care of. And they are building, the group there is building some kind of a short way to diagnose them through telemedicine and so on. So what happened with the corona is that same thing happened when the corona started. So we got from all over Israel, they asked us to come and help deal with some problem pains that came with the corona. So in Tel HaShomer, for example, the guy who was in charge of the intensive care corona department asked us, he said, you know, so Tel HaShomer did something very special. Instead of bringing the sick people into the departments and isolate them, what they did, they kind of created a small hospital within a hospital. So they created departments for corona. So they have a gynecology department of corona and even psychiatry corona and children and et cetera, et cetera. But then they found all of a sudden that these different departments are all over the country, all over the hospital, and they don't have any control because they can't go in. It's too far from each other. So they needed a situation room to control it all. So we were approached, and in 72 hours, our team
72 hours.
We worked day and night, me and the group, and we infect, you know, and you know what happens in times like this, all over the world, but especially in Israel, everybody is kind of volunteering. So we got a group of programmers from Mobileye Intel, and a group of people from the ARC, which is the Innovation Center at Shiba, and our group of amazing professionals. So one is an expert in AI, one himself is a physician, et cetera, et cetera. And in 72 hours, they built a dashboard through which they could control. And it's like something that we hope is going now to be developed and implemented.
Wow, that's amazing. So that dashboard was used to do what? To put together all of the data from all the different departments?
So exactly. So you could sit there and kind of really control, you know, not just, you know, what's the situation and, you know, who needs some equipment and, you know, how to order equipment. Where should you send immediately a physician to take care of someone who is in a bad condition? So it's really a control room. So you sit and with this dashboard, kind of control what's happening in the different departments.
When was that exactly?
This was like a month ago.
Wow. Wow. Just wow.
And so, you know, Shahar, I need to really emphasize that the touch with the industry is, you know, our unique. So when you come to, you know, usually programs are more theoretical. We really emphasize the hands-on, either the practical or in the study. So we are all in touch with the industry all the time. So the guest lecturers are coming not just from Stanford, Harvard, and Israel, of course, but also from the industry, and industry in Israel and abroad. So we have the students really kind of meet the startup nation in its best, both in the you know, healthcare area, but not just.
Have you ever, or the program, ever been impacted by what we too often see outside of Israel, the anti-Israel movement, the boycott movement, any anti-Israel sentiment? Did you ever encounter it in the framework of your work and the program? And you are a visiting professor at Stanford, so you must be familiar with what's happening out there.
Of course, of course. Thank God, never, I have to admit.
Never. I want our viewers to listen carefully to this. Never.
Never, never. And in fact, I think that, you know, our international students who come to Israel, so they, of course, come because they didn't have any prejudice beforehand, but they are the best ambassadors because they take it out and said, so we have a student in Portugal who is our best ambassador. So he keeps, you know, talking to people about Israel. He's not he's not Jewish even, but he just came to for this program. And so I think that, you know, in a way, even if there is something like that, we didn't experience it, but also I think that this students that go back to where they are all over the globe, they do a marvelous job
sharing their experiences.
Sharing the experience. And I think, you know, Shaha, I think that the best way to really kind of overcome all these movements is really to do it on a professional level. When you bring professionals to Israel to see what's happening in Israel, to take it back to where they are, I think that's the way to deal with it.
I could not agree more. And I think that the conversation in such a case is professional, it's authentic, it's relevant, it pertains to an individual's life and dealings. So it becomes much more real rather than just reciting talking points from the banners of propaganda, as they used to call it. So this is why I love this authentic engagement, because it gets the results, and it also does something good for the world, which is the purpose, isn't it?
Yeah, I really think that, you know, from Israel, I think that Israel is the place to start. You know, there is for years there was in Israel the high tech was the number. You know, it was the number one, I would say, ambassador for Israel, and now it's going to be the health tech. It's all over the world, but in Israel especially, because, you know, Israel is small. It has this amazing, you know, professionals in the military as well. That's what happened. That happened during the corona times, you know. So the military amazing minds just, you know, came into the healthcare system and helped to move all this, you know. So to put together all these really great minds would really do it. And I really think that Israel can do it because it's small, it's agile, and you have all these great minds. So
that's amazing. That's beautiful to hear. So we hear about these people who come for the one-year program. What happens with the graduates once they leave? Do you keep in touch with your alums? Do you do work with them?
So, you know, as I said, you know, what happened within the class is just, for me, so the first class, I thought, well, okay, that's maybe the first class. The second is just the same. And the third one already, the one that are going to be in class number three, starting this coming November, are already, you know, talking about the legend of these students. And they are born, so all the people that went back home, you know, in Vietnam and in Portugal and Australia, they keep in touch. We have a WhatsApp network all the time. So for class one separately, together with class two, and we are in touch, and they come to Israel to visit. So I think that this network, this really ecosystem of the program is something that will it's going to be a real force in moving forward what's happening.
What's your hope for the future? For the program, where do you want to see it go from here? You've already impacted COVID-19, and it was just established, 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago. How do you see it moving forward?
So we have great hopes. First of all, I think that what happened is because the graduates themselves are so keen about the program, they do the work for us. So, they pass the word, they talk about it, they are so enthusiastic about it. And also, our plan is really to kind of extend it. So at the moment, we just were helping those who work through the year on their startups or programs or whatever, or any project they had. Now we are planning on kind of mentoring and escorting them for the second and third and fourth year until they really can go out and make an exit. So we are on that now, hands-on. And we hope to see as many people coming from abroad and they really take part in this amazing journey and joining us, and then go back to wherever they are and keep in touch both with their friends and the colleagues here in Israel, the new friends and colleagues, and also bring in the, what they've learned here, where they are. In fact, Shahar, I should tell you that in 10 days only.
Yeah, I really wanted to ask you. I'm sure there are viewers who sit out there and say, wow, I want to be part of it. My kids, my grandkids, how do I interact with Professor Lieberman instead of just emailing JBS? What's the next step if I want to be part of it? So please share.
So thanks for asking. But yeah, so on the 5th, on July 5th, we are going to have an open session, an info session. And in fact, I'm happy to send you later the link for the, and you can just sign in and join us. And you'll hear about the program. You'll hear a short TED talk from Dr. Zimlechman about the corona. So the talk is, Shiba Innovation Center meets COVID-19. So it's going to be quite interesting to see what they've done. They've done marvelous things. In fact, they were the leading hospital in leading the treatment of corona in Israel. So, just join us.
This was truly, truly unique. I want to thank you so much, Professor Lieberman, for your advanced work for Israel in the realm of academia, which has become a bit of a battleground of sorts for Israel, hasn't it? It was a pleasure having you on JBS and truly a unique opportunity to learn about the impact that the Startup Nation really has out there.
I want to thank you, Shahar, first of all, for having me and everyone who was with us listening. Thank you, and hope to see you in Israel, you or kids or whoever.
Amen. Amen in better times. And I will just conclude by saying that Israel's innovation industry is much more than a slogan. It's more than just a title of a good book. It's a reality. It's an amalgam of effort combined with hope and optimism, which yields results on a global scale, just like we just heard. The attempts to combat Israel include boycotting its academia. And programs like this guarantee that Israel continues to fortify its bridges with the world and maintain its position as a contributing and positive member of the family of nations. I would like to thank all of you for watching. And to all I say, stay safe, stay healthy, and in the great Israeli spirit, stay happy. I would like to thank our director, Sloan Copeland, JBS's managing director, Dara Golub, our technical manager, Michael Paley, transmission manager, John McDevitt, and to our producer of In the News, Carol Lilienthal. For JBS, I'm Shahar Azani, and until next time, see you soon, and Lehitraot.